We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
At the tone, 6 a.m. and Robin and Maynard live.
Yeah, on the air.
The time is 6 a.m. God damn it.
Here's the latest time. It's now 6:05. Good morning, good morning.
Excuse me, would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
Good morning.
And we're on the air in 2, 1. Aha! Showtime!
Hello again, my many friends. This is Studio Show Yujardan. Hey, Buster Boy, want a good time? You knocked on the right door, and look who is home. Let the voices of Robin and Maynard ring throughout the land, over hills and the dales. All hail Robin and Maynard.
Somehow,
taps, we feel the end is nigh.
But at the same time, John, after all these years,
we've only just begun.
There's something that seems
goddamn funny about the whole thing.
Well, yeah, there's something.
Here we go, friends. Today is
Nick, Marissa, Wilbert. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the final day of the pay period.
I think it's the swan song for your Robin and Maynard show here. I think they are down. Go.
today is the 30th of November. Was that dog do?
That's me, sorry.
Oh, really?
No.
Somebody's
what, did you
got
step
fleas.
In something?
Could have been Wolverine or Badger. I don't know what.
Wolf. Wolf do. Saw somebody feeding a dead chicken to a wolf in the hallway. I thought that was strange.
A little sacrifice ritual?
Could have been. 5 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning. Today is, what, Wednesday? Here we go. The Robin and Maynard program today.
Yeah, let's get it on. Who's on the show this morning?
It's going to be one hell of a bad boy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You know, it seems somehow appropriate. The death penalty will be discussed on the show today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're in a chipper little mood here if you're going down.
I took Xanax.
Well, why not?
Okay.
Meet Mr. Maynard today, and what celebrity would you like to kick your ass? Please pick me.
Yeah.
Karen Cornell is in studio.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to tell us what is in our future.
That's right. She may not have far to go. She may only have about 55 minutes to predict.
Hey, I can take a. We can save Karen the drive. I'll do the future thing.
We're looking at our future globe. There's just nothing in there. It's just empty.
Oh no! I see myself dancing and jumping.
Yes. Take another peek in there.
You take another look.
I see a wolf eating a dead chicken.
You don't either, really.
I do, and that's what I see.
That is the strangest thing.
All a puzzle this morning. It may come together for you soon. Hey, it's a few minutes after 6 o'clock, 7 minutes after 6, actually.
So, we're going to take a little break. It's about 360 degrees here in the
wolf pen.
And we'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the most literate city in the nation. No thanks to these two, here are Robin and Maynard.
We did what we could. And apparently it wasn't enough. You've got somebody there on line one, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to dig deep for a name, wants to know if we're getting fired again.
What?
Well, you guys have been here for a long time, and I've seen you come and go, and it sounds to me like it's over. Is it over?
You think it's over?
Well, he doesn't know, because
neither do we.
We only speak in riddles. We're just going on instinct.
Ah, hell, it's over.
Okay, good enough.
There you go. Thank you.
Here we go. 6:14, it's news time. Hot stack of news, please.
15 minutes hot of hot stack. News. This program comes to you through the courtesy of E.E. Nichols Department Store.
Order up. Let's see. God, you know, it's curious because Otis is the only one in the building with a wolf badge, and I don't even know why that's important.
Hot stack!
Robin and Maynard getting fired again.
Oh.
You know, we're usually the last ones to know when it happens. You'll probably read about it, and then we'll find out.
Hot stack!
But we did open with taps this morning, so... And you hear the lone... You hear the lone cry of the wolf.
Hot stack!
Last night, Barbara Walters talked to a couple of people. Kanye West.
Oh, God.
And Tom Cruise.
God.
Were you there for it? Did you watch?
I listened to Kanye West, who is the voice of youth in this country. He is the king. And with this kind of rock solid thinking, I think we're all safe.
Well, these are the most fascinating people on your planet right here. You know, you could go across the street and knock on the door and find somebody more fascinating. But here's what Kanye West composed, a private little rap to Barbara Walters. If you couldn't stand it last night, here it is.
I'm on Barbara Walters, you know I won't falter. Jesus walked, we took him to the altar. Much taller, not shorter. And I can talk to any reporter. Turn on your recorder.
Turn on your recorder.
I know it's out of position, and it probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but I wanted to talk to Jake Mo.
Hey, John.
Mo, I don't know if you call here tomorrow, if anybody's going to answer. You just may hear the call of the lone wolf. Wear a dead chicken around your neck if you come calling tomorrow.
I will.
All right. What's your story? What's your problem, Mo?
Hey, John, we're going skiing today.
Yeah.
18 inches of new at Summit West. 18 inches of new.
Wow.
And it's just dumping up there. In fact, this is the best winter.
Dumping down here, too.
We are.
right on us.
Thank you, sir.
Good. You're good like that, Mo. Thank you.
See ya.
Honest to God.
629.
Wait a minute. Before you go, here's Tom Cruise on Barbara Walters. You know, Tom and Katie are having a bastard child because they will not be blessed with the holy sacrament of matrimony. And therefore, in the dictionary sense, their child will be a young bastard. Young rich bastard.
But a bastard nonetheless.
That's the way they want it. And Tommy is doing his own ultrasound, I guess, to avoid publicity. And here he tells Barbara in some real polite chit-chat from one of the most fascinating people on the planet all about his ultrasound.
Now, if it's a boy or a girl?
No, we're going to know.
You're going to know beforehand?
Yes. I actually bought a sonogram machine.
And?
I'm going to donate it to a hospital when we're done.
Wait, you're going to do your own sonogram?
Yes.
So you know whether it's a boy or a girl, don't you?
No, I don't.
Even though, you're looking at this at the sonogram.
I would tell you, I would say, I know if it's a boy or a girl, and I'm not telling you, okay? I would say that.
God. Did you actually watch that last night?
No, God, Christ, no, I wouldn't watch that. Yeah. No, I just heard the Kanye West thing this morning, and I was just reeling with nausea.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Good looks skips a generation, dude, so they'll probably end up with some little fat beast and a bastard to boot.
I don't know. Does it skip a generation?
Most of the time. Hey, why not get married? I mean, they're already engaged. Why have the kid be a bastard?
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't?
No, it has no stigma attached to it. No, it's free, modern, and easy. What's the difference?
All right. I'm just old school.
Whoa!
There's another bullseye from News Marksman John Maynard.
The Robin and Maynard Show is on the air. Hello, it's 627.
Good morning, dude. Would you mind if I turned the TV set on for a minute? Leave it to Beavers on, and I just want to see which episode this is.
Oh, I love Whitey and Gilbert. And if they're on this one, I'll watch it with you.
I sure hope they are. Would you mind?
No.
I probably shouldn't be watching TV while we're trying to do a radio show.
Come on,
you think that's poor form?
No, God.
I'll just click it on for a second.
Yeah. I gave the beaver a hot bath. It was a little worse for wear.
I'm not in such good shape myself.
You look good, Ward.
I don't like that episode.
That's a bad one.
I'll turn the TV off now. I'll watch
it
later.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, you're going to be one TV watching some bitch.
Here is a Virgin Mary statue in Sacramento, and there are people worshiping the statue because the statue is weeping tears of blood.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's what people believe.
Well, they're crazy.
Marissa thinks that they probably statues are made that way, that they have a little pump in the back.
Pump?
Blood pump in the back and little ducks, but how does it happen? It's a reddish substance, and it's weeping from the eyes from the concrete statue. And people are saying this is a miracle, absolutely a miracle. Why is that a miracle? A miracle is when somebody makes a dramatic recovery from, let's say, a health issue, and they go on to do something good.
Get your miracle right here.
Get your red hot miracle.
Honest.
Miracle is when someone stands up out of a wheelchair after being healed by Benny Hinn?
That can be a miracle. I don't know if Benny Hinn is the guy. Maybe Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson.
Hi, Teresa. What do you need?
In Jesus' name.
Maynard, good morning.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa.
Are you guys really taking off on us?
off the radio?
Kind of looks like it.
Well, no, I don't know that. John seems
certain.
No,
nobody knows that.
That's what we've been told by certain
Well, there are indices.
Last call.
It's an indice. Don't worry about it. It's good. What?
There are indicators. Yeah. It's kind of pointing that way. Do you like country music?
Don't look so sad.
Do you?
I know it's over.
You know, we started putting together the year-end review yesterday. And, I know. And we'd better get it on today if we're going to fit it in.
Okay, we'll learn about that after this.
Yes, we will.
Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to Robert. Hey, this is Doug Stanhope. Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to Robin. Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to Robert. I know it's just not coming out right. Go back to bed.
Coming up on tomorrow's exciting Robin and Maynard Show.